things get a little bit grim. But this is especially heinous.
Did you tell the police that she was murdered, May?
Nope.
Witchy ghost stuff.
Ah! That made me scared.
A spooky girl amateur hour.
I won't even think twice about it. It's your villain origin story. It's like, hold on, I'm just gonna have you listen to the audio.
Okay.
Not that one. Sorry. Oh my gosh.
Yes!
The energy!
We need it.
That I'm trying to embody right now.
Absolutely. Have you seen the TikToks of the girl that is... there's a lot of them now, but they play the I Am Woman song like every morning when they get up.
And they dance.
And they dance and they just like try to manifest that for themselves. It's so wholesome and cute.
It is so wholesome. And I saw this girl where she was like on day four, but she was like day four of... waking up and dancing to this song until I believe its message. And I was like, I want to do that. Yeah. I haven't done that.
I also have not done
but
that.
But I would like to do that. I would like to do that. I would like to be the woman who wakes up and dances. I'm normally the woman who like wakes up out of a dead sleep like.
You startle yourself awake.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. And then I just. And immediately, so you know, I know we talked about it a while ago, but you have like your nighttime anxiety really bad. And I used to kind of have that like before I'd fall asleep, like my mind would race. But I have a new thing where I wake up and am immediately flooded with big anxiety.
Oh no.
About
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, it just makes it hard because I can't fall back asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a hard time sleeping anyway because of my Adderall.
Oh no.
I'm averaging probably about like 5 hours.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot. I'm usually from like midnight 30 to like 5-ish.
Ooh, yeah, the change between Ryan not working thirds anymore. I told him today, I was like, I think that's why we're not sleeping very well.
Oh,
because for 3 years, we didn't sleep in the same bed. Well, yeah. We slept in the same bed, but not at the same time.
The same place.
I
different
was
schedules.
Like, I started sleeping diagonally.
Oh, I love that for you.
It was lovely. And now I can't do that.
I.
And it's honestly heartbreaking.
I can't relate. Ian and I, when we fall asleep at night, we try to hold toes.
Like
interlaced.
It's disgusting.
It's so
I
gross.
Hate it.
I know it's so gross. I'm sorry I even said it out loud. Delete it.
I won't.
Delete it.
No.
Don't do this to me. I have a reputation. I can't be letting people know.
You I'm hold to, toes.
I'm trying to hold toes and snuggle.
I love it for you.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, I don't. I realized the other night that I was reading and then I was like, and now I'm ready for sleeping. And so yep. I put my book away and I just like turned over and went to sleep and I didn't say goodnight. I didn't like give him any.
You forget he was there.
Yeah. And then I woke up probably like an hour later and realized that I didn't even acknowledge the fact that I was no longer going to be awake.
Yeah.
And so I like put one hand on his back and I was like, I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Ian will get his feelings hurt if I don't kiss him goodnight. But I'm really bad about it. I'm not like a naturally like fuzzy, affectionate like human. I'm just not. So like I'm trying.
Right. That I same. I really I would like a kiss goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
I can be good with like a good hearty slap on the butt.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. Hold on. You really touched on something there.
But I don't need a lot of, like, cuddling, you know?
Yeah. Ears, I don't, over the majority of my life, I really prefer to not be touched or bothered.
Okay.
I'm kind of like a mean goose where I just want you to fuck off away from me.
Except for the one times where I need...
When I want that.
When I want that. And if you don't give that to me right then, I will cry.
Same. About it. Same. I'm much more interested in physical affection from my friends, which is fascinating to me. Like, I could sit in a beanbag and cuddle with you.
All day.
All day long.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hold toes right now?
No. I'm going to pass.
I understand. The rejection still hurts.
I'm so sorry.
But I'll move on.
I love you a lot. I had like a really, really big couch in my old apartment that was a leather couch. And I would like mm-hmm. sit in the ends were recliners, both of them. And I don't know how many times Ryan came home and like me and Allie were in one recliner together.
Snuggled.
And he was like, you have so much couch. What is happening? Just, and we're like, it's comfortable.
It's comfortable. That's how we watch movies together.
Yeah.
Like, snuggle.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One blanket.
It's singular. Don't introduce another blanket into
no.
this.
No. Just as close as we can.
Yes.
I think the last time we watched movies together, I had my head in your lap. And I was like, goodbye. This is where I die.
I believe.
I'm so happy.
Yes. Yeah. I remember one night you and I snuggled on the couch and watched old YouTube videos.
Oh, that was good.
1 a.m.
That was excellent. That was a good choice.
That was a good choice. We watched Fancy, the Reba McEntire music video. God.
Yes, that was the best night.
And Carpool Karaoke's.
Oh, so good.
Love that.
Yeah, I was on a big, like, I need to make Jenny watch every single old 90s country music video that has ever been happening because those were cinematic masterpieces. Oh, you can't tell me that they weren't.
Who was that young? Now, listen, I'm thinking like late 90s and I'm about to embarrass myself. He was a young kid, young blonde kid, giving very Aaron Carter, but country. He wore a black cowboy hat.
Billy Gilman.
Billy Gilman.
I was in love with him.
Billy freaking Gilman.
I was in love with him. I do not have any regrets. I was 13 years old and absolutely smitten.
I love that for you.
He's gay now.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was gay then too, but.
Oh, well.
I mean. He's out now.
I love that.
Yeah. And he was on a singing competition.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, homie, you have albums. I have them. Why are you here?
You're not new on the scene.
Right, but his voice changed. He was a baby.
Yes.
When he was.
He was like 10.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
Young. He's like that yodeling kid at Walmart.
Listen, I listened to, I Spotified his albums not that long ago. It's probably like a year ago.
Cute.
And
cute.
I was like, no.
I'm so still cute. Still on my Hawthorne Heights kick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been on a big Taylor Swift kick. I think we talked about that last time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have not really varied from that.
I love that for you. I'm excited. I listen to music like in seasons. So like as the seasons change, my mm-hmm. music changes. And I know that in winter, I go back to Laura Marling. So I'm like
ready for that.
Looking forward to that phase.
All of my Spotify playlists are seasons. Like it's like autumn 2018, spring 2021. Like,
oh, that's cute.
And so I like to make a new playlist for every changing of the season.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Sometimes it's all old stuff that's like 90s, sometimes it's new stuff. You just don't know.
I have my, sorry, I opened my phone to like show you. Bert, all of my Spotify playlists are organized by aesthetics.
Ooh.
So I have drinking oat milk lattes in the Appalachian Mountains at sunrise.
I love that.
I have the parking lot of Hush at 4 a.m.
God.
Which is a techno rave club here local. Well, not anymore. It got shut down. There is some shit has, ooh, Hush. But yes.
I remember you talking about Hush. I was never cool enough to go.
Ah, Hush. What a time. I remember I was part of the crowd before Hush was Hush. It was the original After Dark.
Yeah.
Which was like the like gay club that we all went to and just had a fucking. So like I've been there for two fucking scenes at that bar and neither of them were my glory days.
Do you know what I just learned about?
What?
silent discos.
with the sneakers squeaking.
I was like, what the hell is that?
What a polite party.
I know. I was completely flabbergasted.
I love
by
that.
This idea.
Just stomping.
Yeah.
But put them on the ground floor.
Right.
You'd have a silent disco in an apartment community. There'd be a fire marshal rule, I'm sure. Like,
sure.
Too many people. But yeah. I love that.
Yeah, you're not going to be violating any noise ordinances.
Nine. Party in peace, brothers. So, yes. Welcome to A Little Bit Grim. It's a podcast.
You found it. We're 15 minutes into a story that you really didn't care about. So
you wouldn't know it by listening to that intro, but we're going to talk about ghosts.
Surprise. It's fun. It's fresh. It's new.
It's here. It's where you are. Thanks for listening.
Ooh, that's Jenny over there.
Oh, that's Taylor over there in that
Hi.
Chair. We're so happy to have you.
So excited. Who's going first today?
I think it's me because you won the disasters, rock, paper, scissors.
Ooh.
So no need for us to battle it out.
All right.
Oh, yes. I'm excited.
I can't wait.
I'm going to remind me at the end to redo my sources because I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
Okay. So let me give you a backstory really quick.
Okay.
When I was in fifth grade, I attended a summer camp because I was a loner and an only child. It was like the off season for figure skating and none of my training camps were until later.
Active.
Yeah, later in the summer. So it was June and my parents were like, you got to get the fuck out of my house. So they're what kind of summer school sponsored day camp do you want to go to? And I picked a pilgrim themed day camp.
Shut up, Jenny. No, you didn't.
I swear to God. I hand sewed a quilt patch and made egg noodles from scratch.
I can make egg noodles from scratch.
They're good.
They are fucking good.
And I got a special prize because I memorized the Gettysburg Address. And it goes like this. Fourscore and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth in this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any other nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are gathered here on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who gave their lives that that nation might live. That's not all of it. I could go on, but I won't.
I'm shook. I'm absolutely shaking.
Thank you, but I can't do math. So let's not.
Neither can I. I can quote you the entire movie of While You Were Sleeping, which I did while I was putting up my Christmas tree. And I was like, I can never watch this movie with another human soul.
Mm-mm.
Because I can't help myself.
No. That's a good movie.
That's so good.
So the moral of that story is, what if by delivering the Gettysburg Address and marking this field as a final resting place, the spirits of those men are now trapped on the battlefield, never to find peace? Did Lincoln curse the goats? Goats? Goats. Ghosts.
Goats.
Did Lincoln curse the goats? No, probably not. Despite his really creepy, do you know who Lincoln reminds me of?
Who?
Rasputin from Anastasia.
Yeah.
Yeah. They carry the same warlocky vibe.
They're doing a new Kingsman movie.
And I love that series.
I do too. They're doing the original and it's called The King's Man. So two separate words.
Okay.
And it's about Rasputin.
Whoa.
And the moment the movie opens, the trailer opens, you see Rasputin. And I am telling you, I went, that's Rasputin.
Apparently he had a huge wiener. It's in a jar somewhere.
Is it really?
Yes. Yes. Apparently the thing was huge.
I'm going to have to Google it.
Google it. Regardless whether Lincoln cursed them or not, that doesn't mean that all of Gettysburg isn't haunted because, oh boy. Is it the entire city, the entire zip code has got ghosts bad. Got a bad.
It's got ghosts.
It's got ghosts bad. So taking place in Adams County, Pennsylvania, July 1st through 3rd in 1863, the Battle of Gettysburg marked the turning point of the Civil War. With more than 50,000 estimated casualties.
Woof.
The three-day engagement was the bloodiest single battle in the conflict. After a year of defensive victories in Virginia, Lee's objective was to win a battle north of the Mason-Dixon line in hopes of forcing a negotiated end to the fighting. His loss at Gettysburg prevented him from realizing that goal. Instead, he defeated General, instead, the defeated general fled south with a wagon train of wounded soldiers straining towards the Potomac River. Union General Meade failed to pursue the retreating army, missing a critical opportunity to trap Lee and force a Confederate surrender. The bitterly divisive war raged on for another 2 years, ultimately ending in Union victory. Woohoo!
Woo!
Gettysburg ended Confederate General Robert E. Lee's ambitious quest to invade the North and bring the Civil War to a swift end. The loss there dashed the hopes of the Confederate States of America to become an independent nation. Part of the reason the battle was so bloody was due to a wall in the fields where they fought. And it's still there. Like, there's photos. It's, like, the smallest little, like, rinky-dink 3-foot thing. I really don't see how it served as any kind of, like, real defense. But it acted kind of as, like, a funnel that siphoned Union soldiers, like, into the federal troops, and it was basically a fucking total bloodbath. Many historians and people of the time tell that the monumental Battle of Gettysburg took place all over the city and not just on the designated battlefield.
Oh, okay.
Due to a large number of casualties and injuries that the battle caused, any occupiable building was free game to become a field hospital or a meeting spot for Gettysburg elite commanders. Even people with no medical experience were expected to tend to the injured, and anybody with a heartbeat was considered medical staff.
Wow.
Basically, it's no wonder that the entire city is haunted because the entire city was part of the battle. It didn't end in the field. Blood spilled over into the town square. So now we have quite the list of places to cover.
Wow.
So, but we're going to start with the battlefield.
Okay.
Okay. So it was divided into a bunch of different areas. It was like a pretty large open plain field, typical field.
Excellent.
There's a section, Spangler's Meadow. It's just east of Spangler Spring, where hundreds of Union soldiers from Massachusetts and Indiana lost their lives on the morning of July 3rd, 1863. Be on the lookout for the legendary Woman in White if you ever visit.
Oh, Woman in White.
Woman in White.
We gotta have her.
There's also a bride in here, too.
We love.
So, you can't have a ghost story without one.
Yeah.
She has been seen countless times in that area since the battle. She appears floating, then bending down, apparently searching for someone. While no one knows her name, some have speculated that she's one of the many nuns who came from a nearby convent to tend to the wounded right after the battle.
Sure.
Another section is the angle. The angle is near a copse of trees and the Confederate high water mark on the Gettysburg battlefield. It's just south of town, and it is in within, like, that stone wall.
Okay.
Where a bunch of people died. This was the target of Pickett's charge on July 3rd, the last day of the battle. And Union troops from Major General Winifield Hancock, 2nd Corps, defended the wall on July 3rd. Confederate troops led by Brigadier General Lewis Armistead broke through the lines and crossed the wall just west of the copse of trees. Many regard this as the high point of the Confederate military achievement in the war. Now, near the, they just buried the soldiers who were, like, left behind in mass graves. Just kind of left them there.
Bummer.
Eventually, they, like, carried them out, but the burial pits are still there. And it's said that on a quiet night with no other sounds, you might hear the pleas in a whisper of, "Help me."
Oh, yikes.
Or other ghostly pleas from long dead soldiers still seeking to return home.
You know what I would like to think?
What?
So my dad was a big historian.
Uh-huh.
And he loved, like, American history.
Okay.
That's what he taught. We always had the History Channel on before it got to be, like, weird. I would have absolutely loved for him to visit one of these places, because we went and we, like, went to Mount Vernon when I was a kid.
Oh,
like,
fun.
We went to any major historical place in the United States we could. If he could have been just one encounter with a ghost, that's all I would have wanted. Just one.
Wanted to change his whole life.
Oh, absolutely. A different dude.
Very nonsense type of man, Brad.
That he was. I think he would look at a ghost and be like, you're not real.
You're not historically accurate.
Please give me your facts about how you can be here. Oh, man. For my poor dad to Brad. See a ghost, that would have been good times. Sorry, I derailed you.
Oh, you're okay. Squirrel Taylor. My Adderall is not high enough voltage for that.
High enough voltage!
Voltage. Okay, so Hospital Woods on Country Club Lane is also, like, it's right on the edge of the battlefield. So it served as one of the temporary primitive field hospitals. It was just a clump of land that they took people to.
Okay.
So don't think of, like, a hospital.
Sure.
In a very recent paranormal investigation, gifted medium Kayla Miner reported seeing two officers from the 42nd Mississippi, one named Feeney and the other Mosley. A Colonel William A. Feeney and a Lieutenant Colonel Hillary Mosley indeed served in the 42nd Mississippi and were stationed in Hospital Woods.
Shut up.
Swear.
Oh, there's nothing that validates me more than facts.
Yes.
That back up ghosts.
That they were able to fucking track them.
Oh.
Both of them were wounded at Gettysburg.
Okay.
Other souls are said to frequent Hospital Woods, reportedly kicking doors and, like, the shanty shacks, turning on lights, activating electronics, moving stuff around. Also frequently seen is a specter of a woman from the neighborhood who committed suicide years ago. So not part of Gettysburg.
Oof.
Just, like, a woman who hung herself. Although many of the trees have since been removed from the site, ghosts still haunt the ground. The next, Daniel Lady Farm, was used as a Confederate field hospital during the battle and has retained astonishing evidence of its gruesome history throughout the decades. There are blood stains from amputated limbs and bloody Ooh. Fingerprints visible in the woodwork around the home. In the barn area, one can find initials and other graffiti carved into the beams by Confederate soldiers. Forensic testing proved the legitimacy of the blood stains in the house. And cadaver dogs had confirmed the presence of mass graves.
Wow, that's craziness.
Yeah.
I love that forensics is able to be like, yep, this old fucking blood.
You better bet your ass that's blood. That's
yep.
Old Confederate blood. Both the house and the barn still show signs of structural damage attained during the battle. And many believe that the farm is the site of several hauntings. The upstairs area of the home is believed to be particularly active. And historical records tell us that when the Lady family returned to the farm after the battle, they discovered the body of a dead Confederate soldier still lying in one of the upstairs bedrooms.
Ugh.
Can you imagine coming home from vacation and there's just bodies in your house?
No.
No.
No, I cannot.
Me either.
Would prefer to not imagine that.
Okay, so during the second day of fighting, one of the worst in the Civil War, Colonel Robert E. Lee had decided to go against the advice of his second-in-command, James Longstreet, and launch an attack on the Union. Dumbass. His stubbornness resulted in a staggering 35,000 deaths, reaching a crescendo at Devil's Den, a formation of rock smack in the middle of the battlefield. You can imagine why we have to, make a special point about this guy, considering that it was an absolute shit show bloodbath. Like, the way the reenactors, you can go online and watch people reenact the battle, and they have, like, the battle plans and the commanders and all of it's like a whole, like, LARPing is a whole thing.
I watched Sweet Home Alabama this weekend. And that's what her dad does in the movie. He's a Confederate, like, a soldier that reenacts shit. I was like, what is this movie?
It's real.
It's real.
People really do be doing that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So leading up to the bloodbath, Lee was grieving the loss of his most trusted general, Stonewall Jackson, It may very well be that this loss is what caused Lee to make some dumb calls going forward.
Was he the one that kept retreating?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He sucked. Wanting to bring swift justice and like get revenge from Stonewall, he devised a new plan of attack that would focus on Cemetery Hill. But after giving direct orders to his newly appointed general to attack, Lee again found himself faced with internal opposition. So he wasn't getting any support. His general outright refused to lead the onslaught, citing that Union forces were too powerful. While the Confederates were initially successful in gaining control of Devil's Den and the land around it, Union forces eventually overcame them, putting a stop to any further advancements. Devil's Den now is a major attraction for both tourists and ghost hunters, many of whom often bring cameras and recording devices in an attempt to capture some of its ghostly charm. However, such equipment is reported to malfunction or completely shut down. Visitors will often experience their cameras or cell phones glitching out and freezing when trying to take a photo. It is the same for paranormal investigators when attempting to conduct research. Their equipment will absolutely cease to function. The batteries will be drained. You have to throw the batteries away.
Yikes.
Interestingly, if you move away from Devil's Den onto a different part of the battlefield, some of the devices will miraculously work again. There have been several reports of ghostly apparitions appearing right in front of tourists, hauntings at Devil's Den, but as soon as you try to, like, take a photo, your device will die. Like, you will see a shadow out of your eye and you go to take a picture of it with the flash and your entire phone will shut off or your camera will malfunction and glitch out.
And it's just done?
It's just done.
Go, oh, wow.
Bye. Okay. Go buy a new camera.
Woof.
Okay, so that's all the, those are the haunted places on the actual battlefield.
Okay.
Okay, so moving this on. Is the town.
What a rough town to live in.
I swear.
I wonder what their town meetings are like.
I don't know, probably just like, oh, Mrs. Jenkins got her cups all stacked out again.
You know, nowadays when all the like, housing additions have their own Facebook group.
Oh, I'm in mine.
Yeah, do you think that Gettysburg has a Facebook group where it's like, the I found this ghost here. I saw this ghost here. Can we join that?
I would love to. Do you think they'd let us in? So for my Facebook group, I had to enter my street address so they could verify that I was really.
Oh, they didn't ask me that.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
Oh, that's nice. Mine did. Mine aren't. Listen, my HOA is so fucking extra.
Whack.
Seriously. Okay, so the Gettysburg Hotel. Which, right. This is in Pennsylvania. This is not, we could drive there. We could have like a fun little road trip through Ohio.
Ooh.
And go to Gettysburg.
My brother got married in Pennsylvania. It's not that far of a drive.
It's not that far. I think you can get there in like 6-7 hours.
Oh, I got to Erie in 4.
Whoa. Okay. Because
well, it's on drive. The other side of Cleveland.
Yes.
I got myself to my corporate office and I was like, oh, only a half an hour left. Great.
Nice.
Weird.
So the hotel, this Gettysburg Hotel. Saw and also it has really high ratings. Okay.
Ooh, if you want me to book it for you, let me know.
Contact Taylor if you have any travel plans.
Womp womp.
The hotel saw a lot of bloodshed and tragedy just a few blocks from its front doors. Abraham Lincoln actually completed the Gettysburg Address right across the street at the Wills House. Soldiers who were injured during the battle were actually brought into the hotel for medical treatment because, like many buildings of its time, it was used as a makeshift hospital. Doctors and nurses cared for thousands of dying men. Hotel staff and guests alike will see full body, solid apparitions of Civil War time soldiers walking through the halls.
What?
I know. Now, like, are these just like lost LARPers? IDK.
IDK.
Could be. I don't know. I'm not trying to poke holes. Guests also tell of seeing a very thin, tall woman roaming the halls, and it always seems like she's searching for somebody. She's known to rummage through your luggage and empty your dresser drawers and throw your shit all over.
That's a private.
She has also been seen, like, she's able to leave the hotel, and she's known to, like, walk the streets at 3 in the morning.
and you can see her out through the alleys.
Looking. Woman of her own means.
I love
just doing whatever she wants to do.
Let her go. She's not bound by hotels or walls.
Any plane of this realm.
No. Two other apparitions are said to haunt this hotel. Another woman and a soldier seen dancing hand in hand in the ballrooms.
Aw, cute. Well,
isn't that so sweet? I don't know if I would like to be like stuff. Like, you mean I gotta waltz with you for the next eternity every single night? I just feel like I'd get bored, you know?
I mean, maybe, but what if you're really happy?
Well, then I guess it doesn't matter, but like,
what if you don't ever have to know, like, time is passing? Every day is just like the first time. You gotta feel butterflies forever.
That's crazy. I can't imagine that. That is such a fleeting feeling.
My dream.
Butterflies forever.
Butterflies forever.
Butterflies forever. anyway, so yeah, the two lovebirds dance in the ballroom all the time. So, the Hoffman Mansion, another haunted building, we are not done, is located on Emmitsburg Road next to the Eisenhower Conference Center. The mansion sits near the approximate location of Pickett's Charge and was used as a field hospital for the Union Army during and after. The mansion is known for the presence of orbs, and I have photos, so check the Insta. Mansion is known for the presence of orbs near the front parlor of their home where most of the operations were performed. It has been reported that a doctor in charge still haunts the room. Additionally, the Hoffman's daughter reportedly over mistaken gossip. Heard a rumor that her fiance cheated on her, and so she hung herself in the attic. Her presence is known to haunt the space and frequently makes herself known by loud, hysterical sobbing.
Oh my god.
Me! Me! I also have some haunted Google reviews.
Yes!
Josh gave it a 4 out of 5 stars, said lots of character. I can definitely see why people claim it's haunted. It's very old with narrow, twisting hallways and creaky floors. Had an interesting experience where the elevator took me to the basement instead of the second floor, which I clearly picked. Which was fine, but then the lights went out in the basement, leaving only the light from the elevator shining into the spooky hallway. Then the door closed and it took me to the second floor. P.S. Ghosts aren't real, and old elevators are far more scary. Tuttle also gave the hotel 4 out of 5 stars and said, don't think about the ghost sitting on your bed as you try to sleep and you will enjoy your accommodations.
I could never.
Tuttle, what is that?
Uh-uh.
I could not. I can't just ignore.
Just don't think about it.
Just don't think about it.
Girl, do you know what I could accomplish if I could just not think about it?
Oh my god, I would be unstoppable. If I was in control of my That's thoughts like and feelings.
Without anxiety being like, why are you so worried? Don't worry about it.
Okay,
oh, if I only could.
Have you considered just not doing that?
To live without mental illness.
Oh god. Imagine being neurotypical. Okay, so this one is, and I read a lot of things saying that this was like the darkest and nastiest spot of it all.
Big heaps.
Saks covered bridge. So, designated Pennsylvania's most historic bridge.
Okay.
The scenic covered bridge is rumored to be where 3 Confederate soldiers were hanged for attempting to desert during the Battle of Gettysburg. Desertion was common during the Civil War, as most soldiers had never experienced battles before and were often far too young to even enlist. Stephen Crane's famous novel, The Red Badge, deals with the topic of desertion and describes in detail the all-consuming terror soldiers experience at the hands of their fellow countrymen. Saks covered bridge is guarded by the spirits of the soldiers who are hanged there. And many people have a feeling of intense unease of being shoved near the rails. Like somebody's trying to push them over. The feeling of not being able to breathe. Hands around their throat.
Absolutely not.
It's the one of all of these where like aggressive physical contact.
Nope.
Nay. Those are not the hauntings that I can fuck with.
A firm negative.
Other witnesses say that if you walk out there on a full moon, it's always on a full moon.
That's my favorite.
As you're walking up the path to it, you can see a shadow of the soldier walking back and forth down the length of the bridge but as you get closer, it disappears.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Big heaps.
And then we have the Jenny Wade house.
Cool.
So Mary Virginia Wade, who went by Jenny, lived on Breckenridge Street in Gettysburg, where she and her mother worked as seamstresses. They fled their home in anticipation of the coming battle, choosing to stay with Jenny's sister, Georgia. This was not only
Virginia Jenny and Georgia. So cute.
Did you watch that show, Jenny and Georgia?
No.
Oh, it's so good. Netflix show.
Okay, cool, cool.
This is not only for their own safety, but because Georgia was very pregnant and she gave birth an hour before the Confederate troops arrived.
No pressure.
No pressure, but you better get that baby out. You better get up and go. Jenny was said to be betrothed to Colonel Johnston Jack Skelly, a childhood friend turned romantic interest.
Cute.
Jack was wounded and captured in Winchester, a fact that Jenny would never learn. The Wades and McClellans did their patriotic duty by serving bread and water to the nearby Union forces. In the early morning of July 3rd, Jenny began to knead a fresh batch of dough so they continued to provide for the soldiers. That same morning, Confederate soldiers began firing on the north side of the house, which was hit by over 150 bullets.
Oh my God.
One such bullet, a Minié ball, passed through two doors and struck Jenny in the shoulder, penetrated her heart, and coming to rest in her corset.
No.
Ending her life at approximately 8:30 a.m. on July 3rd.
A.M.?
8:30 a.m.
We shooting bullets real early in the morning.
It's a battle, man. All's fair in war.
That's so early.
Causing a ruckus real early in the morning. She already was up having her shit done and making bread. So, an apparition of a young woman, presumed to be Jenny, has been seen around the house, who was apparently still breaking bread, as the aroma of it delights the living and fills the house. Her favorite perfume, which was rose-scented, is noticed as well by visitors and the museum caretakers. An unknown male spirit, thought by some to be her father, this male presence, felt and sometimes seen, has been noticed by the living to be hanging out in the cellar. Another unknown male spirit that they really don't know the identity of has some terrible domestic habits.
Uh-oh.
Typical with ghosts and men, or worse, men goats. Oh my God.
Men goats.
Men. Oh my gosh, why am I so heckin' tongue-tied?
The male ghost persuasion.
Seriously, he is like, you can smell cigar smoke and you will find cigar ash on the floor.
What a weird thing for them to manifest.
I know.
Like, man, I'm just gonna really create something for you to clean up?
He just, it's so uncalled for. Now, see, this is me, because I'm not trying to, like, usher ghosts anywhere. Like, it's fine. I would just get him an ashtray and ask him to politely use it.
As an ex-smoker, I can see that of you.
Yeah.
My petty ass would be like, sir, I'm going to need you to actively get it together.
So I'm just going to leave this broom here.
You can clean up your own mess.
This is not my responsibility. Most of all, in the house is filled with the unknown playful spirits of children.
Ooh.
They've been known to yell a friendly greeting like, hey, and if they take a liking to a person, they've been known to grab onto their ankles in an affectionate way and travel with this person during their tour. Other times, they've touched the person's hand. On the second floor, the children like to swing on the chains, which are part of roped-off areas that have antique furniture, to prevent visitors from sitting or touching the displays. They like to play with the bed skirts around the bottom of the beds in the upstairs bedrooms. And when they're on the first floor, they like to play in the first floor bedroom on the rug in front of a bench. And it is in this room that the downstairs stories are told, and little entities like to play with visitors' jewelry and tug on their coattails.
Aww.
So cute.
So playful.
There are 510,000 more. There are at least that many ghost tours that you can go on in Gettysburg.
I bet.
And I thought I was just going to cover, like, because I knew the battlefield was haunted.
Yeah.
But, like, when I started researching and I was like, haunted Gettysburg. And it was like, top 500 most haunted things.
Top 500.
In Gettysburg. And I just think, like, what a fun day trip.
That would be fun. Hold on. Let me see how far it is.
Let me look.
It's probably not day trippable.
Probably not, but definitely weekend.
Yeah. I would be down for that.
8 hours and 48 minutes from here to Gettysburg, because it is on the other side of Pennsylvania. We're in Maryland, basically.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if we stopped, we could stop in Cleveland.
Okay.
Spend the night in Cleveland.
Spend the night? It's only a 9-hour drive.
Girl, you don't understand. I do not drive 9 hours. I fly. If it's over 4, I'm flying.
Are you being for real?
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Road trips are the best part.
The last time I went on a road trip that long, I had myself and 3 siblings.
Yeah.
A father that did not want to stop for potty breaks and no control over the radio.
Okay, here's what's really cool. You and I are 31 years old.
I know, I'm just drunk.
We are in control.
Okay. All right, I would do, and I want you to know how high of an honor that this is, that I would go on a 9-hour road trip with you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like I'm not reaching for the moon.
It makes me very, very... Okay, you're right. I would do it with you.
We would have fun.
Remember
that time we went on a road trip and that semi caught on fire?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Remember the one time we got stuck on 30 and you got out of my car to smoke in the ditch?
Yep.
And walked along my car?
Well, that's because the helicopter landed in the road.
And I was big sweating about missing our concert.
Do you see what fun could be had?
I do now.
And listen, all
even... I feel like this is actually exactly what we need right now.
To be quite honest. In this
exact moment of our lives. This could be a really good time.
Yeah, this would probably be it.
Okay. Yep.
Cool. Great. So we'll get to scheduling that.
If you're around Gettysburg, keep an eye out for Jenny and Taylor.
Coming to your town.
Fucking around.
Fucking around in the fields. We should probably wait till it gets warm, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess. If we have to.
I feel like...
We look really cute all bundled up, though. We do not look cute warm.
No.
We are not cute.
No.
Warm.
Oh my god. My hair is disgusting. I'm sweaty.
I have bangs now. They immediately stick to my forehead.
I'm not neat. I don't look in shorts.
No. I don't either.
I can't do
that. So maybe.
All right. But like, I feel like it gets a lot of snow.
What if we went in like March?
Okay. I can fuck with March.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Sold.
Cool. So I have a fun story to tell you.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Okay. So, oh, wait, tell me your sources.
Oh, thank you so much. I would have been really mad at myself when I listened to this episode back. My sources were Gettysburg, battlefieldtours.com, visitpennsylvania.com, gettysburg.com, Civil War Ghosts, and famousbattlefields.com.
Excellent.
See how it was a spoiler.
Yeah, I do. I do. I can see how that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. So my sources are not so much spoilers. So I have an article by Damned Connecticut by Ray Benedici.
Okay.
An article on thepatch.com by Corey Sipe. And a Ghost Hunters recap article by Chad Allen.
Chad. All right, Chad, what you got?
All right. I present to you a foreword that I did not write.
Ooh, okay.
It was on substreet.org. Unfortunately, the author was not listed, but it was so good I could not pass up the opportunity of telling you.
Okay.
Norwich State Hospital had many curtains. They covered windows where the glass was broken, where stretched over floors under leaking roofs and masqueraded as walls when proper rooms were full. In such days, hallways and common rooms were turned into cramped dorms. On the left is a bathroom, which is why it had the wire mesh over the door, so it could be locked and ventilated. On the right side are small double bed rooms, which still have their heavy wooden doors. More attractive than jail cell doors, but serving the same purpose.
Ooh.
Wednesday was the lucky day, and the patients who could counted down to it. On that day, it was their turn to take a walk down the recreation hall. Unlike Middlebury, they would walk outside in fresh air. If the breeze blew in the right direction, the smell of the Thames River would blow over the hospital. It would remind some patients of the ocean, which most of them had seen, and many would never see again.
Ooh, gross!
The Norwich State Hospital for the Insane opened its doors in October of 1904. The campus sat on 100 beautiful acres along the Thames River in Connecticut. The land in which they chose to build was apparently the site of an ancient ancient Native American village. The hospital would remain operational until October 10th, 1996.
Ooh, that's recent.
Too recent.
Too recent.
In 1994, when the hospital first opened, it held 95 patients and was a single building. The facility quickly outgrew its meager beginnings, and by the fall of 1905, it held 151 patients and had expanded its housing by adding two additional buildings. The original building was soon converted to an administrative office. In 1907, a third patient building was opened, and over the next 8 years, there would be an additional 13 structures to the grounds.
Ooh, that's a big compound.
Yep. At first, the population of the hospital was mostly comprised of people who were deemed to be by the courts to be criminally insane. However, the population grew quickly and would include murderers, drug addicts, and violent offenders.
Uh-oh.
In 1955, the hospital saw its highest annual average of patients at 3,184 people.
Holy mackerel, that's a lot of people.
It was a lot of people.
Whew.
So, a whole series of unfortunate events happened that would propel the hospital into infamy.
Excellent.
This is quite the list. Okay. So, buckle up.
Oh, I'm ready.
Number one. A patient named Edward K. Arvine hung himself with torn bedclothes attached to the iron grating in December of 1914.
Well.
Rachel Brooks was killed in September 1918 by her husband, patient Solomon Brooks, who had escaped the hospital.
Ooh.
Teamster Fred Ladd and the night attendant named Thomas Duggan were killed in 1919 when a hot water heater exploded.
Sorry, that's embarrassing.
Yep.
That's so embarrassing.
Hospital cook Fred Smith was struck and killed in a roadway accident in 1925 by Robert Anderson, a supervisor at the nearby tuberculosis sanitarium. Anne Prudential, a trained nurse and former patient, killed herself by knife in 1930, only days after being discharged.
Ooh. By knife?
Yep.
Ugh, that's a rough way to go out.
Yeah, and that's rare for a woman.
Yeah, it is. Painless.
Sheriff Michael Carroll was killed with a shotgun in December 1934 by Leonard Gosselin, who was about to be committed. Gosselin then killed himself.
Okay.
William Smith died in December 1941 from a fatal overdose. Smith had a chronic heart ailment and was mistakenly given sedatives by an attendant.
Ah! Whoops. That's a big whoops.
Yep. Two policemen in Spencer, Massachusetts were killed in August 1971 by Robert Lane, who had escaped the facility.
Ooh.
Leonard Flannery was killed during the summer of 1975 by John Franklin, who was granted the ability to leave 8 months earlier.
Lucky dog.
Yep. Charisse Weatherly was killed in May of 1976 by a patient named Gregory Gillespie, who was released in June of 1975.
It's like a long timeline of terrible
bad
stuff.
So obviously things weren't going like super great.
Sure.
For the good old Norwich State Hospital. One doctor claimed that patients were chained to chairs in the tunnels, and they were the victims of failed experiments by other doctors.
Ooh, woof.
Yep. It is said that the hospital's residual energy comes from the fact that patients were tortured in the hospital. Barbaric things were done to them. The staff would allegedly starve them, beat them, sexually abuse them, and even them, pack them in ice. Of course, when the tuberculosis epidemic hit, the hospital housed many of those patients as well. The Salmon Building was used for housing the hospital's maximum security patients, and it was basically turned into a prison with steel doors, bars, and rooms similar to cell blocks.
Amazing.
It operated until 1971, when it was closed and the occupants were moved to actual prisons around the East Coast. But until then, it was just
a free-for-all?
A free-for-all prison.
Oh my god, free range prison.
Yeah.
It's like Australia.
Not great.
No, not great.
Now, this is one of the most active locations for paranormal activity now. When Norwich was still open, nurses would report seeing children on the second floor, and some would hear screaming coming from the Salmon Building. Doors, doors could be heard loudly scraping open, although the only building entrance was on the first floor.
No.
But they heard these scraping noises coming from the second floor.
Ooh, that gave me the prickly skin.
The heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebs. So bad. Okay, go on.
So Sarah Lydia on YouTube was exploring the abandoned hospital frequently in the spring of 2013. She brought a camera and a spirit box with her when she did her final investigations. When using the spirit box, she heard things like leave and get out.
Yeah, I'm sure she did.
Mm-hmm. She also heard a lot of knocking and what sounded like people whistling.
Okay.
Which, not great.
Don't love that.
And in her videos, the hospital is completely abandoned and has been in humongous disrepair. I mean, just really unsafe to be there.
Oh, great.
And you can hear in the video, like, this whistling. And it's not, like, wind going through rafters and stuff like that. It is, like, a melodic whistling.
Ew.
Purposeful.
Ew, Taylor, wait.
Sorry.
Gross.
Every kind of paranormal experience has allegedly been witnessed there, from reports of ghostly shapes and disembodied voices to foreboding feelings and EVPs. Plenty of spirit orbs and unexplained mists have also been recorded.
Unexplained mists?
Yes.
Ooh.
So the Ghost Hunters gang, not Baggins. Ghost, yeah. Not
the
not
other
that one.
The other ones.
Yes. They went there in their season 6, and every single member of the crew had something experience. Like, really? Some experience happened to them.
Really?
Yep.
I feel like that's so rare.
Yeah. Normally, it's like, oh my god, I felt like this, and they come back at the end, and they're like, I didn't see anything, but like, oh my god, you felt something. No, every single person
had an experience
of some kind.
Oh my god, okay.
So they heard what sounded like a dog whispering, or a dog whimpering. Okay, my tablet just shut down. Okay. A dog whimpering. Grant then saw a faint light flash in the stairwell and heard footsteps as if something were going down the stairs, which was immediately followed by like a loud moaning.
Excellent.
Then they went into the tunnels, and there were like tunnels that connected all the buildings on the whole campus.
Okay.
And they went into the tunnels and they saw something that looked like it was walking in front of them. And like going further into the tunnels.
Oh no, don't follow it.
Oh yeah, they followed it for a little while, but then they realized that they were surrounded by asbestos.
Oh.
And they were like, we have to leave for secure, like, safety.
Yes.
We cannot continue this.
No.
There is an autopsy room.
Great.
And one of the members of the crew said that when they passed by the closet, it looked like there was a fully formed face staring out at them. And this is something that is reported by others.
No.
A lot of people say that they feel they see a face in the autopsy room.
Ew.
Icky.
I'm horrified.
Then, as they walked down the hall, they believed they saw something cross their path at the end of the hall.
Great.
One of the crew members named KJ reported that it was a 3 or 4 foot tall shadow figure. Brett then picked up the figure as well, and they both decided to slowly approach it. So, like, one person saw it, and the other person, like, got it on their, like, thermal camera or something like that. So, two people saw the same thing.
I'm sorry, my eyes are watering from how heaved out I am right now.
I know. So they were like slowly going toward it, and then when they got down to the end of the hall where the thing was, there was nothing and there was no one around. And they were both just staring at the space.
Oh my god.
So after heading through the tunnels, they ended up in, they believed was another hospital, and they were walking down the hall. They heard a door open and close. they asked if someone could open or close the door for them again, and on cue and inside of the camera, oh, the door no. behind them began to close. And it made a loud enough noise for them to notice it and immediately freak the fuck out.
Hold on, I'm freaked the fuck out. Give me a minute. Okay.
And then this was followed by a dragging noise. I'm sorry.
All right.
Yep. So when they like finish up their investigation, this was the number one piece of evidence that they showed their client as like, this place is haunted as shit. Icky.
Yikes.
So because of its desirable location on the Thames, numerous developers have been interested in it, but because proposals for everything from a movie studio to a residential and commercial complex, no one was successful in actually purchasing the property.
Amazing.
The cost to clean up the campus was astronomical due to the years of neglect. So while all of the articles that I found were like, this is one of the most haunted places in Connecticut, this place is super fun fucking haunted, there was really not a whole lot of like investigative being like, the autopsy room is known for this face, but like, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of stuff like that in other rooms and stuff. But in every single one of the websites I go to, you know, it's like a blog basically, yeah, and down at the bottom there's a place for comments.
Oh great, a treasure so trove.
I present to you haunted comments.
Amazing. Amazing.
Not okay. Haunted reviews. Haunted comments.
This is the cherry.
Okay. When I was a teenager, we piled into my car and went to check out this place. We did not see anything / feel haunted. However, a strange story that I have, though, was that my car began blasting heat. The heat hadn't worked in about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And we could not turn it off.
Oh.
We flew out of there and we drove across the field toward the commuter lot. The power locks began locking and unlocking the car continuously. It didn't stop until we were about 5 miles down the road. The next day, my car did not have heat and the locks were fine.
Oh, God.
Definitely enough to scare a bunch of innocent teenagers.
Yeah, no shit. All
right. I grew up in Moosup, and me and my friend went there with our two girlfriends when we were younger, and down the hall there was a silhouette, and my girlfriend almost got pulled away by this thing. I attacked it, and it seemed to be scared off when I hit it. We left almost immediately and never went back.
What do you mean almost immediately?
Almost immediately. I just don't know what that means.
That's not immediately enough.
No.
What do you mean almost got dragged?
Right.
Paranormal activity, drug out of bed?
Absolutely not.
Down a hall?
Sir, no.
That's my least favorite in ghost movies, is when somebody's getting dragged by their hair down a hallway.
Oh, or by their, like, ankle, or
oh,
by their...
No. Oh, no.
Because you know that the ghosts are doing it on purpose. They put you to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Especially when it's something demonic, like paranormal activity.
Yep.
And you know that they're not waking up, because the ghost sure does not fucking want that.
No. They want to get you to where they're going.
Ugh.
You get fucking...
I'm like that cat in all those memes that's like cross-eyed and like gagging up a hairball, like, ugh. I hate it.
You're getting shanghaied by a poltergeist.
Okay. They have demolished almost every building of Norwich East State Hospital. Me, my girlfriend, and her friends went out there one night. Took the back way to get in and had to walk around the road about 3/4 of a mile and turned down a road overgrown and shut off to the public. Eventually, we made it to the back of the site where the train tracks are and walked along the back entrance. Once we got the first building, we walked behind it, and the window on the top floor is shadowed with a demonic-looking figure. Wish I could have gotten pictures, but that place had security cameras and motion-activated spotlights. Oh. Very creepy place.
Yeah. Okay.
My husband wanted to photograph the Norwich State Hospital ruins last winter. First time I ever saw it. As soon as we got out, a very loud voice started screaming at us from across the street, just ranting, like a lunatic. We ignored it. He carried on for a while, and very hostile, the voice said things like, "Hey, hey, I see you." I assumed it was a squatter, and then the voice quieted. I thought about it. was squatter would attract attention like that. It was very cold out, and we had come from the area where there was a building that housed the criminally insane. I wonder if anyone else has been screamed at by this whatever it was.
Ew!
So, today, most of the Norwich State Hospital has been demolished.
Oh, great.
But, yeah, that's the Norwich State Hospital.
I'm horrified.
You're welcome.
I think that was awful.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So much.
But haunted comments. What a good time.
I love that. I love when we find, like, haunted stuff on the internet that we get to tie in. It's my favorite.
It's my fave.
If you have a haunted comment, email it to us.
Let us know.
I want to read the comments, yo.
Yeah. Do you have a bright and shiny for today?
I do. My bright and shiny was that donut let me blow raspberries on his belly today.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
He did not claw or bite me once.
Wow.
I know.
Impressive.
He's a peach.
Not normally.
Not, no, no. It's very unusual. That's why it's a bright and shiny. It's it's like having a bones asshole. Day with noodles.
Oh, yeah. A bones day with donut.
Yeah.
No claws day.
No paws day. No paws day.
Oh, my God.
What's yours?
You're my bright and shiny today, Jenny.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cute.
I just love you a lot.
For somebody who won't hold my toes. That's...
Listen, you're not that bright or that shiny for me to hold toes with you.
That's fine. I'll keep working on it.
But yeah, I just love you a lot. And I'm really, really glad
too.
That you're my best friend.
You're my best friend. Best friend.
Best friend. So that's it.
Love you. We're love so you. Cute. And not nauseating at all.
Not at all. Everybody is definitely still here.
Yes.
For sure, for sure. For
nobody
sure.
has clicked off of this episode.
They're like,
listen, they're about to have a love fest. I gotta go.
Gross.
I gotta go.
Well, if they made it through our 15-minute introduction That's chatter, true. We'll see who's still here.
This is not the word. The analytics will tell us.
Yeah, they will. Oh. We know when y'all start dropping off.
Oh, yeah, we know about it.
Absolutely, we know about it. It's fine.
It doesn't affect our behavior.
No, we're still gonna do what we do.
But we see it.
And we... think well, about changing it, but we're not going to.
No. No real commitment to change Absolutely here. Not.
So if you have any commentary, any feedback you'd like to share with us, you're more than welcome to. You can leave us a review or you can send us an email.
Slide in the DMs on one of the social meds.
Yeah, but make sure you're following us. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. Pinterest.
TikTok.
We're on all the things.
We're on all of them. Get following. We have some more cool stuff that we're cooking up. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, yeah. We are just a big, just busy scheming and applying.
We can't over here. Stop. We got a taste for it, and now it's all we can do.
We're hooked. We're addicts.
We're hooked.
Hooked.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be cute.
I love it. But most of all, be kind to yourself.
And to others.
Goodbye. Goodbye.